This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we're speaking to you each week, getting some financial tips, getting things in order in the home, as you're saying, changing our financial belief systems a couple weeks back. We're going to start a four-week stint all based on budgeting. Sounds great. I would have no idea where to start. What do we do?
Well, the first one, I think, is actually to set some common goals, some common financial goals. And I'd just like to draw the listeners' attention to our website. And on there, we've got some free resources for you. So you can download. And one of those, which would be very helpful in this segment, is called the Money Map. And each has a destination point. And it might be to pay your credit card off, number one credit card. The next one might be number two credit card. It might be to pay the personal loan off. And each of those has a destination point. The next one might be to perhaps, say, for children's education, family holiday, to longer term goals, like perhaps reducing your mortgage down, to then be able to save and invest and then have some giving goals as well in there as well. So that's called the Money Map. You can just download that free from the website. And then you write, your goals in there. And that would be very, very helpful because it means you come together and you focus together. And you're more likely to achieve your goals if you do that.
Mm-hmm. And be on the same track. And if you ask your spouse, oh, I really want to get this. Can we get this now? Can I buy this or whatever? There'll be this kind of, well, hang on a minute. What about credit card 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6?
Exactly.
That could be that kind of thing. I mean, the debt aspect to it as well. But while you've got debt, does it make sense to save as well? Can that work?
I think it depends on your margins. And okay. So the difference between what you earn and what you spend, it's called a margin. And so work out, when you're reducing debt, you would always want to actually pay the one with the most highest interest first and reduce that. And then once you've paid that off, use the same money that you used to reduce that debt to reduce the next one and then keep going. And what I've found with people that do that, it actually takes them half the time to actually pay their debt than they originally thought if they actually follow that principle.
Wow.
So half the time.
And so basically for accountability, the Money Map is there for whatever decision you're going to make in the home, whenever someone's going off on a tangent, whatever they want to do, the Money Map is there. It's on the fridge. It's in the home. It's wherever you want to. Well, probably not somewhere so public so people come in and see your debt. But it's somewhere where both of you see it and you're able to keep each other accountable, saying that's our Money Map. That's what we're aiming for. That's what we're going to do each week.
And it's also an encouraging thing as well because, it is fun.
Because it's a map.
It's a map, and we have actually made it, there's Ayers Rock in there and the four-wheel drive. Look in colours. You can have fun while you're travelling. But the destination points are to help keep you focused. And does this fit into your common goal, to your goals, the goals that you guys, set together. So each, you and your partner have set together.
A little bit of a tangent, but perhaps not. If you have those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 credit cards, I don't have that many, but just as an example, would it make sense? A lot of companies offer those rollover 6 months interest free kind of things. Is it just best to not mess around with it, just keep what you've got and just get rid of it? Or does it make sense to actually try and get a lower interest and do all that kind of stuff?
Look, it can work. There was actually an example on the Canix website. It's called Canix CanStar website. Mm. So if you go to that website, and there's a great example on there of someone who actually had a $10,000 credit card. And they versus that between, say, a personal loan and someone who's actually got the 6 months interest free and then rolling it over. It's interesting to note if you use the minimum payment on a credit card, say $10,000 credit card, it's going to take you 17 years to pay it off.
Wow.
17 years and 3 months, actually.
Okay. Get out of town.
Yeah, that's a long time. But if you do that to a personal loan, so that's, say, 12% interest, at 10% interest on a 3-year loan, you'll actually have reduced that down to nil in 3 years. So, just comparing that, if you were still using your minimum, paying your minimum on your credit card, you would still have a debt of over $4,500 after 3 years. And that's the minimum on the interest on credit cards now are about 2%. So that's a long time. So, yes, use that same discipline. So, there was an example. Someone just came to me recently and said, look, I'd like to buy a car. And they've got, you know, so if you have a revolving line of credit, do I get a personal loan or, you know, do I, you know, use the a revolving line of credit? The thing is that when you're doing, you know, say you're borrowing, say, $15,000 for a car, the idea would be to just say, like, you've got a personal loan, so use the same repayments as if you had the personal loan, but do it onto your mortgage. So you're not carrying that debt for the whole term of the loan.
Mm. Mm. That's brilliant.
Yeah, so just a little tip like that.
Brilliant. Well, it's a great resource. It's free. It's at crown.org.au. Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.